The Biggs and Barr Show.
Forgive our distraction. Even in December, there is a fly the size of a bat.
Yeah, it's a big fly.
Ripping around the studio. It keeps landing on my head.
It does. It's kind of funny.
Because I stink. And it reminded us of one of our favorite things ever in the history of the internet.
And then we started to watch it.
Yeah.
If you've never seen it, it's amazing.
Yeah, no. If you have not seen Winnebago Man...
It
might be the greatest thing the YouTube's ever put out.
Yeah, like if you have to go, to the potty at some time today.
Yeah.
And you have like 7 minutes to kill, watch. It's called The Definitive Winnebago Man.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Now, this is a fella from the 70s, I think, yeah?
80s.
Maybe 80s, 80s, I think.
Who's selling Winnebagos. It's his place. And it's all the outtakes.
He's trying to shoot like a commercial or promo video for it.
And the outtakes are maybe the funniest thing ever. But he does, there's a whole section where he gets really mad at some flies.
They're in the shot. Right?
That no one could see, but anyway.
We got flies all over the fucking place. Son of a bitch. Get out of here, you fucking flies. There's a fly over the headlight, Tony. We got flies coming for us. Fuck out of here, you flies. We got 3 flies, 5 flies. And if you will, make sure we don't have any flies here. We don't have any flies. Here we go.
Get out of here, you goddamn jackass.
He's talking to a fly.
So the fly in the studio this morning reminded us of that. And it is huge.
It's massive.
It's massive. It came and landed on the top of my computer monitor because it hadn't come near me before that. And I was impressed at the size of the fly.
Well, to be around this long, it's got to be, like, what's the actual light on people? Is it flies only live 24 hours?
No, I thought it was 7 days.
Is it 7 days?
Yeah, I thought so. I'd have to research it. But it's not like, I mean, I've seen big horse flies and deer flies around my place, but this is a regular house
fly. It's a house fly.
Yeah. It's like
flew by me, and I thought the Red Baron was buzzing by.
It's like the Andre the Giant of flies.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant.
Literally.
Anybody have a whole peanut I could eat because I'm a fly, but I shouldn't be.
So anyway, we got flies on the mind.
Get out of here, you goddamn.
Get out of here, you goddamn jackass.
I'm telling you, if you go look up The Definitive Winnebago Man on YouTube, you will thank us for years.
For sure. And if you find it funny, it's a good gauge to who you should be friends with if you show it to them. If they don't laugh at it, they can't be your friend.
No.
It's never failed yet.
No.
I've never shown it to someone. I've had them like slow build into okay. And then at the end, they're just pounding because it goes on.
We got flies all over the fucking place. Son of a bitch. Get out of here, you fucking flies. There's a fly over the headlight, Tony. We got flies coming for us.
Poor Tony.
Fuck out of here, you flies.
He's giving up.
Let's put it on Facebook page so people can see it.
All right, okay. Sure.
He needs something good right now.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
All right, so Zoom meetings and whatever, just video chat meetings have become the norm for a lot of people.
Yeah, we have them.
Yeah, we do. Our boss quite frequently shows us his hairy gut.
Mm-hmm.
I have pictures.
Yeah, we do. We have pictures.
Yeah, we take screenshots just to have evidence.
Just in case, Microsoft are going to make it even worse. Like, nobody enjoys them already. They're awful.
Okay.
And so what they've done is they just filed a patent for a new sensor that monitors people's body language during meetings. So it would watch your facial expressions, your speech patterns, your whatever.
How you sit.
Yeah. And figure out if you're bored or not, and then rat you out.
Now, they say this could be a way for bosses to know if they should improve their meetings and make them more engaging.
Oh,
no, it's not.
You know, bosses never take feedback like that.
Also,
try to improve themselves.
Yeah. Very rarely are meetings engaging.
Never.
Never.
Most meetings could be accomplished with an email.
It's a way these days to see the faces of the people you work with. And, you know, we've had some very enjoyable laughs during some of the meetings and stuff. But for the most part, you're right. You can get all the information in an email.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if people have questions.
Well, that's part of the problem, too.
Yeah.
Like, inevitably, like if you have someone who's good at running a meeting, they'll get the information out there, whatever. Yeah. There you go. Everyone's like, okay, thanks. And then they leave. But inevitably. Is in any meeting, as in any classroom or any other situation.
Oh, there's somebody else.
There's always some inquisitive human who asks a question that either they could answer themselves, has already been answered and they weren't paying attention.
Yeah, right.
Or just doesn't need to be asked.
Or they could just send an email individually to the person running who has the information and be like, oh, hey, what's this? As opposed to everybody else having sitting through your 4-minute question and then your 8-minute answer. I don't think we're liked a lot on Zoom meetings.
No, I don't say much.
It's not for us. It's for us to retain information.
Yeah, we generally have the information before the meetings, but also we get bored in a second,
Very short attention span.
And then I've seen Jason do it. Jamie doesn't put the video up for some reason. He's in a secret lair or something. Yep. But I'll start trying to entertain everybody else in the meeting. Like, I'll go do close-ups of my dogs.
Yeah, I brought my cat on the screen.
I'll eat food really close to the camera, like, so you just see my mouth.
You're distracting everyone while they're trying to take my information.
I'm trying to make my background picture, like, 10 times.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it enjoyable.
Sure.
Do you think it's enjoyable for those other people? I think they're distracting. I think they're pissed off. We're trying to focus.
Oh, you thought we were trying to make it enjoyable for others.
No, just for you.
No, for us.
Oh, for us.
Just for you two.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. I mean, I do care. I want people to whatever. Sure. I don't dislike my other coworkers. No. But I mean, our whole job is to make each other laugh so that everybody else laughs. Yeah. So then when I'm in a meeting, I go into that same mode. Uh-huh. Like, you remember when you used to have actual meetings and when we take pictures up our short legs and send them to each other?
Yes, sure. Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Or if someone in the meeting was wearing something ridiculous or had the best face ever, we'd take that picture and send it. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just doing it in front of everybody else in a Zoom meeting.
And now Microsoft wants to ruin it by monitoring your body language. Kick rocks, Microsoft.
Beat it.
Get out of here.
Imagine the report comes back and then, Chris, this program, I've noticed that you have not been looking directly at the screen for multiple minutes at a time.
The Microsoft would not read us, though.
No.
They have no function for pulse scrotum out of leg, pant leg.
No.
During meeting.
No.
That doesn't exist. We've never.
Look at my brain.
Yeah. Let's be clear. We've never done that on a Zoom call.
No.
I mean.
Well, not that they saw.
Yeah. All right. So, you have that to look forward to.
Being ratted out by your Zoom program.
By the program.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And kids' toys often have been the victim of malfunction, causing Karens worldwide to complain and demand legal damages. This year we have an Elsa toy from Frozen corrupting the minds of children.
Yeah, I guess so. The mom heard it say something inappropriate. And it was just
noises.
The batteries were low, so it was just looping.
Yeah.
Only one part of, one of the stupid things it says. But here, listen.
I really need this.
She really needs it.
Aside from the words part, it sounded a lot to me anyway, like turtles having sex.
Oh, did it remind you of the turtles having
it
sex?
Did. Yeah.
Not just people having sex?
No.
Okay. I mean, the toy, I mean, what was she supposed to be saying? Do we know what she was supposed
absolutely
to be saying?
Absolutely. No,
no
idea.
No idea. None of us have played.
Yeah. Now play Elsa.
The computer. Don't tell him!
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. I guess a little, yeah.
It's a shame
you
can't play them together.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever she needs, she's pretty happy to have it.
Yeah, it sounded like she was getting it,
Kids kids wouldn't
care. Getting what she needs.
Yeah, getting what she needs, of course.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
I'm sure it's an icicle or whatever. I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
An icicle, wow.
It's frozen. Frozen.
At least that gets rid of the evidence.
Isn't that a carrot? The carrot from the snowman's
the
nose.
Oh,
what does she need?
I don't know.
Is she hungry? Like, is she a snack? I don't know. Is she,
that's what she's hankering for.
I don't know.
She's an ice queen, isn't she? I'm just wondering. I've never seen the movie. I just have questions. It's all.
Hey, Olaf, where's your nose? I also took it again since you really needed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Funny. Well, replace the batteries. You'll be fine, Karen. Don't worry about it.
And replace the batteries. Another thing that's made you so uptight.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What's incredibly cheap that you would pay more for? Pay way more for.
Is there anything incredibly cheap anymore?
What's incredibly cheap? Think. I don't know.
Like, I would pay 10 cents for a Bigfoot. Like, you know, a big, or like a sour key at the rink back in the day when you go to the snack bar. Now? Sour keys are the big ones. The big sour keys are a quarter, I think. Big fee were always 5 cents. I always thought that was a good price.
It was a good price.
So you pay more for that.
I'd pay.
All right.
I'd pay $2 to get 20 instead of a buck.
Got a couple questions about the fly that is in the studio.
Oh, well, let's make it official here. Yeah.
Fly report.
What would you name the fly? Well, flies are annoying, so probably an annoying name.
Male or female? Male?
It looks like a male.
Yeah.
I'd name it like Bob or something.
Bob. Yeah. Bob's like, most Bobs are likable guys. I know there's one Bob that you don't like, but most of them are likable dudes. Like,
you think?
Robert. Yeah,
Robert.
Yeah, sure.
Robert's different.
Hey, Bobby. Bob.
Yeah, Bob's. My best friend from growing up in high school.
Bob. But I don't really know him.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, we don't have to name it Bob.
No, I don't know.
What do you want to name it?
Baxter. I always name flies Baxter because of my childhood. Because of my childhood, because on Ninja Turtles, Baxter turns into a fly. Oh. He's like a scientist and he
can turn
himself
into a fly.
So he was Baxter the fly.
We can name him.
Right. Yeah. Can someone eat the fly and see if they get superpowers? I'm not going to try. No. Flies have poo on them.
Eat a knife and fork, eat this guy.
Yeah, it's a big fly. Like, it would be juicy. It'd be like those old pieces of gum. What were they called again? Whatever. Had
Gushers?
The filling in the middle.
Yeah, when Gushers.
And you chewed on them and you're like, it's
feel violated in my mouth.
Yeah, it tastes good, but I don't like how it felt.
Oh, there he is. He's so big. Can you guys tell me how I can stop myself from getting old?
Oh, like, well, physically you can't. You're going to get old. You can stop yourself from becoming like an older curmudgeon-y person. Just try new things.
Yeah.
People get set in their ways, they get old.
I mean, we're kind of forced. Like, it will, I mean, a lot of new things are technology-based now, right? And
you don't have to be.
No, but I'm saying, but a lot of them are.
It's just forcing your brain to learn something new.
Yeah.
You know?
We all get stuck in pattern. We're definitely creatures of habit, right? Yeah. So you get stuck in the same habits, same routines, and then you don't expand.
And the older you get, the harder it becomes to try new things because, you get a little embarrassed. You want to be good at something. You don't like to fail as you get older.
Sure, right? Yes.
But it's just try new stuff, little things. Yeah, have an avocado if you've never had one. You know, start with that. You might like it. You might not. Who knows?
Does Pasty Jamie have any social media? I was following a Jamie that was let go from Rogers. So confusing. No, it wasn't. Jamie still has a job.
No, I'm here. That's me.
Jamie doesn't do a whole lot of social media, to be honest.
At the P Jamie.
Yeah. If you want to see a post every 8 months, go to at the P Jamie.
Or Pasty Jamie on Twitter.
Yeah. He has more Twitter than anything, to be fair. Right?
Yeah. To be honest, all of it pisses me off nowadays anyway.
Yeah, see, talk about getting old.
Yeah, honestly.
Goddamn social media. Goddamn.
Yeah, see? You just got to try new things, man. Yeah.
Hey, do you guys have a favorite towel?
No.
Like the one when you grab it from the top of the random stack of towels, you're like, yes.
No.
Really?
All my towels are white.
Oh.
So they just get bleached.
I have a style. We have like three different sort of groupings of towels. We have like the big oversized beach ones that are not good for a shower because they're too thick. But then we have like three or four that were a certain store we bought them from.
Yeah.
They're the best ones. So I grab those and those, grab those ones.
Yeah, mine are all the same. So
I go for,
really matter.
For big gray.
Yeah.
I used to have this polo towel and it had the picture of, the polo bear. You know, the Ralph Lauren bear.
No.
You don't know the Ralph Lauren bear?
No.
Sorry for getting so mad.
Do you mean the guy on the horse playing polo?
No. Ralph Lauren bear.
You think that's a bear?
It's a little guy on a horse, dude, the polo sign.
Oh, my God.
He's got a little mallet.
This guy.
The sport polo. That's what the symbol is.
I haven't worn anything polo since I was 14.
You've never, like, seen this guy on anything? He's the polo Ralph Lauren bear?
No, never.
Never. Not in my life.
In my life.
Really?
In my life, never.
Anyway.
Never.
I thought the silhouette of the guy on the horse was actually a bear.
No. Okay. Anyway, my favorite towel was a massive towel with him leaning on a golf club with his legs crossed.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that before.
His greatest.
That's a guy on a horse with a polo mallet.
That's a polo player.
It's not a horse.
I don't know how you can see a bear in that.
There's no bear there. It's just a dude on a horse with a mallet. It's like a pretty famous international symbol.
Fly. The fly the just flew in between your microphone and your eyes.
Wow.
How'd you not see that?
I didn't.
That was crazy.
It's like a famous symbol. He's doing a kickflip
on a skateboard on this sweater.
What is this?
This is the Ralph Lauren.
Is it a knockoff?
Polo Ralph Lauren bear. Look at it.
Never heard of it.
Is it Ralph Warren?
Maybe it is Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Warren? Is that what you're wearing? And your mom told you it was. That's it for another edition. Get out.
It's an answer question time.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
The federal conservatives expected to introduce a motion in the House of Commons today demanding specific details of the Trudeau government's plan to distribute COVID-19 vaccines across the country. So hopefully Trudy's got a plan today. Otherwise, it's going to be a short session. Federal officials have only said that they expect the vaccines, once approved, to begin rolling out over the next few months. And that's very vague. Rideau Transit Group has asked the city for additional access to LRT Line 1 for repairs. Which means another weekend shutdown. Is anyone even riding it? The Confederation line will be closed between Herdman and Blair for switch heater upgrades. It's like year old. So they're going to run replacement buses. Full service will resume on Monday morning for the 20% of people who are still riding it.
Yeah, if you work for OC Transpo, it's as far as I know, the layoffs and stuff have been minimal to maybe zero.
Right.
As far as I know. From the things I've read, but ridership's at 30%.
Is it 30%? Okay, I thought it was 20.
So of what it normally would be. So their costs are still huge, not as much. Some people are like, well, lay them all off. Literally, some people are like that. Well, why are they getting to work?
I guess they forgot last winter that the train didn't run well in the snow. And I guess they figured we weren't going to have winter this year. So a little late. They did a survey. About 70% of people think that they've come up with at least one really great idea while they've been bored during the pandemic.
Sure.
I can relate. I made that garden cart out of an old dolly.
That's more of a crafting. Manufacturing.
Yeah, I think they mean like a new invention.
No, like I needed a garden cart and I used what I had around.
Yeah, but you.
Okay, it was a great idea.
No, you just basically MacGyvered two things together.
It did not say invention, it said great idea.
But you didn't have an idea.
It was an idea.
It wasn't your idea. You stole it. You knew what a garden cart was already. You two other people's ideas
and you put them together.
Yeah. With using materials that I thought that was a great idea.
I'm not knocking your accomplishment.
What great ideas have you had?
Zero, because I'm exhausted all the time because my son has been home for ever. He's back at school now. That's actually the last couple months.
And what idea have you had,
James? I've had two ideas. Okay. One was my towel, which you guys...
What was that?
The towel where all the different spots for you to dry your body on and stuff like that.
It's already been invented.
So you say, but it was a little different. Mine was different materials for the towel of multiple materials.
So we looked it up. It was invented.
And the other one I don't want to talk about because I think it's so good of an idea, someone will steal it.
Is it the suck tubes?
No, it's not the suck tubes. The Amazon already thought of that. It's something to do with cards.
Okay.
But I need someone with a technical background who can write code into program, and then we'll make a whole bunch of money. If you're out there listening, I know you are because we're in Tech Town here.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Canada is the end. Yeah.
Whatever.
So wait, what?
I'm not saying it
because someone's going to steal it.
No, I'll say like stamped it no erases, then it's fine.
Stamped it no erases, it's patented. So don't even bother looking it up. It's already patented.
You haven't told us what to look up.
I'm not going to because someone's going to steal it.
Think about cards and computer programming.
Mm-hmm. No. Especially in these days, this day and age of germs not wanting to be passed around.
Right.
Okay.
Have you invented rubber gloves? Because they've been invented.
Yeah.
You're not going to have everyone in the casino wearing rubber gloves, Jason. So if you can write code to make something work.
Get in touch with Jamie because he's got an idea.
I got an idea.
All right.
Make $1 million.
The Steelers won yesterday. Beat the Ravens in that postponed game, 19-14. Today, the weather, just beautiful pre-winter, late fall weather. Overcast and gray, a little bit windy. Feeling like -7, even though the temperature's +4. Then tomorrow, rain and a high of 3. And then on Saturday, it looks like it'll be a mix of sun and cloud and a high of -2. Right now, it's -1, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Shea 106.
Somebody already texted. I have a buddy who's good with coding and programming. Yeah, we all have a buddy.
All right. Get him in touch with Jamie.
Is it where you go to a casino and your hand appears on your phone so you don't have to touch anything?
No.
Is that your technology?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is it like a finger on a stick?
It sounds like it should already it's partially invented already.
Okay.
But it's an all-in-one kind of thing.
Okay. Have you looked up to see if anyone has done it yet? No.
No.
Fair enough. Okay.
There's no way no one's done this exact thing.
There's no way no one has or no one?
There's no way.
Okay.
Not the whole thing.
Well, dude, if you make millions, I mean, that's good for all of us, right?
You're not getting a cent because you doubted me.
That's why I'm not getting
I'll buy
a
coffee. Yeah.
All right. Well, in the next little bit, we got a Dougie question about some ZZ Top. So we'll answer that. And we're going to play around a best call wins.
Oh, okay.
But first, we got to do Rush? Bush?
Bush.
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 Bush?
Eh. Rush? Man, Bush? You need a glass.
Tush.
That one was at least close.
Hush.
Shush. Wasn't like you were like airplane.
Lush. Rush. But no, it's not. It's Bush. Bush. It's just Bush.
Bush. Yeah.
How is Rush and Bush pronounced so different, but they're literally
they
one
don't have
little
to say
squiggly
Bush.
Line up.
You, don't
you
have
can
to
say
Bush.
Bush. Say Bush any other way now. Bush.
A Bush. Hey, that's fair.
Yeah. It's more fun to say it like that.
It is. Right. It is.
Bush.
Hey, what do you got to do? I got to go home and trim the trees in the bush.
Stop acting like a bunch of buffoons.
Never.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Yes. So we've talked about this in the past.
Yes.
Like thoroughly, but not in a long time. But we still have the question. So we'll let him ask it and see if you agree with our questions too here.
So the song Legs by ZZ Top, it says she's got them legs and she knows how to use them. So does that mean that there is a woman out there who has legs that work, but she doesn't know how to use them? I don't know. Seems fishy.
Yeah, see, that's the question we use of it. Because the song doesn't say she has legs that don't work.
Right.
Because if you have legs that don't work, obviously you can't use them.
Yeah, she's not paralyzed.
If you're for some reason unfamiliar with the song.
Sure. Oh, okay.
She's got legs.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So she has legs and knows how to use them. We're wondering about someone who has legs and doesn't know how to use them.
What would that be like?
Not can't use them.
No. They're fully functional.
Yeah.
But she just doesn't know how to do it.
Doesn't know how to, like,
mm-hmm.
like just, you know, during the two steps, one leg just flies out in one direction. Like, do you not?
Yeah. She's unaware of how to use her own legs that are fully functional.
Yeah, fully functional.
Like,
fully
she
functional.
Could.
Yeah.
She just doesn't know how.
She can.
Can't comprehend it.
Just doesn't know how.
Yeah.
So that was always our question. Like, who is this person that has legs and doesn't know how to use them that can? That person doesn't
exist.
Nothing
is limiting. No, for sure.
I mean, ZZ Top needs to set their bar higher when talking about a hot girl. Oh, sure, look, she has legs and she knows how to use them.
Yeah.
If that's all it took.
Maybe they're just good guys and they're, you know, they're not too particular
they're
about anything else.
They're 2 feet in a heartbeat
you know?
For them, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never talked to them about their...
No, I've never once.
Yeah, never seen any of their wives or know any of their dating history, but I do know that. I mean, that's a pretty...
Or does it mean they're shallow? They're not going to go after a girl who can't use her legs.
Oh,
she
maybe.
She knows how, but
that's
she can't
terrible.
Use
her. That's terrible.
Yeah,
right?
Is
so
awful.
Maybe they're being too shallow.
Yeah, we should try and be more inclusive.
Yeah.
You know, don't just judge a book by its cover. Try and get to know their personality, right?
Stop. What kind of message is that to send out there?
I
date her, but she doesn't know how to use her legs.
Yeah. Mm. She can use them.
She's
capable of using
what?
Them.
Oh, why? Was she paralyzed? No. She's totally fine. She just doesn't know how to use them.
Don't you want to help her? No, I don't have time for that.
Like, what do you mean? When she tries to kick a soccer ball?
It gets all noodly-legged.
Yeah. She's like,
needs improvement.
It's like trying to... Yeah, okay. All right. Anyways.
Valid question.
We've talked about this for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm glad somebody else picked that up.
Yeah. Speaking of questions, we have Instant Answer Question Time coming up. If you'd like to text us one, 762-555.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant Answer Question Time. Instant Answer Question Time. Instant Answer Question Time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What's the funniest thing you've ever seen a relative do?
Oh, My cousin hit his shins off the side of the dock trying to stay dry on a water ski. So he takes off the dock, does a lap, couple laps around the lake, comes back and wanted to rest back on the dock, but he came in too hot, too shallow, and his shins hit off the side of... That's pretty funny. He was okay, and he flipped over like the side and other side of the dock.
Yeah, I don't know. Off his shins.
Yeah, it wasn't a relative. We had that old weird guy, Rick, that used to hang out with our family all the time. Nobody knew why he was there. Big teeth, pictures. Rick. And he'd just take pictures. No one would ever see the pictures.
You still haven't, even after he died, right?
No, and he was like 200. No. So nobody does. 200-year-old man with giant teeth. And then he drowned because he fell in between the boat and the dock. Like, he just sort of fell forward.
That's not funny. Not funny, it's not.
But I mean, the weight of his teeth is what we think pulled him to the bottom, right?
Terrible.
Because he had the biggest teeth ever. But
never saw a single one of those pictures.
Not a single picture. Yeah. It was some real weird stuff going on there.
I guess the funniest thing was when we would drive to Florida and my mom would read all the signs and even graffiti, and the car was silent and we were going like through under like, it was in like a bridge, and on the side of the bridge was written, which she read aloud, "Kiss the vertical lips." What does that mean? And then we all laughed. And my dad was like, "I'll tell you later." You know, it's pretty funny.
Jamie, have you ever been to a golf simulator? I'm going to one tonight. I'm told you can swing for the fences and it'll still go straight. Not really.
No, it doesn't. No, we've done it.
It's weird because it's faster than a round of golf, but it still feels like it takes forever.
Sure, because you're waiting for things to load, and then no one's always paying attention.
Everyone should try it once. It's good. I mean, yeah. Can a person's name influence the person they become?
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, if you have a weird name you have to explain all the time, or if your parents spell it weird thinking you'll be unique.
Or if your name is Keith or Karen, I mean, you're automatically at a disadvantage. I'm not saying you can't come back from that. Like, there are some great Karens out there and some okay Keiths, but I mean,
we know a good Keith.
We do?
Yeah, the guy he calls in and he compliments us all the time.
Oh,
great
guy Keith.
His name's Keith?
Yeah. One of them.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Just unfortunate. If it costs 100 snowsuits to get you guys off the air for a day, then how many snowsuits to get Cosmo off the air? Well, the same.
Sure, yeah. You'd have to ask Cosmo. That's going to have to be his deal.
Well, I was thinking, it seems fair. Seems a reasonable price.
Yeah. By the way, please donate to the snowsuit fund as we're trying to get 10,000 snowsuits. Yeah. Text snow to 45678. Thanks.
Do you guys still find it weird not to have hockey regularly on TV at this time of what would be the season? Not really. I've sort of forgotten about it.
You forgot about sports all in general, really.
It doesn't really bother me. I enjoy them. If they come back again, I'll probably watch, but... But it's not, I mean, it's not an essential service to me.
No, it definitely was something that would take up a few nights a week, which was nice.
Yeah. I'm less content with not being able to play hockey than I am about watching it.
That's what you're
saying. Okay.
Yeah. I'd rather be playing it than watching it anytime.
Course. Yeah. It's like baseball. I used to love playing baseball so much.
Whew.
Can't watch a game on TV. So slow.
It's tough.
So slow.
Well, here's a good question.
How many
snowsuits do I have to buy for Jamie to eat a yogurt cup?
Ooh.
You could buy them all. He still couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't think he could choke it down.
It's not a choice for him, man. You think this man wants to throw up?
No.
Constantly? Just by the smell or sight of yogurt?
Or thought of it?
You think that's what he wants to do?
But what
I'm thinking they've given a number here.
What if...
Are you going to try?
Yeah, okay.
I will try.
Okay.
I will try. If that person can prove that they bought individually 1,000 snowsuits.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Is it though?
Yeah.
What is that, $10,000? No, how much? $50,000?
I can't do the math.
I can't. Chris, you're the math
guy.
No one's
going to buy 1,000 snowsuits to watch you and
listen to
you. 1,000 snowsuits at $25 $50 a snowsuit is $50,000.
Okay. Yeah. Who's going to do that?
You're saying $50,000 to eat a cup of yogurt.
Demand.
Come on.
For one person.
About $5,000.
100 snowsuits?
Yeah.
If somebody
goes to our website and play, and because that's the only way you can do a number that big. If somebody buys 100 snowsuits,
Jamie
in one
will
shot.
Do his best to eat a yogurt cup. Your choice of flavor.
Okay.
Oh, I promise. See, he's already. He hasn't even started. Have you tried any of
Stop it. I just shivered.
No, like the chocolate ones or something? Would that help?
Like a frozen yogurt. Yeah.
No.
Just imagine it's melted.
I should have said that. I should have come in with a nice thing of frozen.
No, no, wouldn't count.
If you're eating frozen, just imagine it's like melted frozen yogurt.
No, I don't even like when it melts. It reminds me.
Listen to him. Trying to choke out
the flavor paper. Wouldn't help you. Like if it was chocolate or something.
No.
Caramel? What about like a...
Stop it!
What's your favorite ice cream? I'm trying to help you right now.
Pineapple? I don't want your help.
Well, pineapple yogurt.
Pineapple?
Yeah. Do you like the little fruit at the bottom of the cup?
No.
You got it.
What about plain? Just plain yogurt.
I don't like it. Like, what is that even?
All right.
What is that even?
That's here we go. That's a very good question. If someone buys 100 snowsuits, Jamie will do his best. Yeah, at one.
Yeah.
Do his best to eat a cup of yogurt, flavor of his choice. Actual yogurt, though.
Yeah. He'll do his best.
What about the Greek yogurt? It's a little.
Stop. It's fine now. It's fine.
Oikos?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Just know the name of it?
Yeah.
No?
You did this. I'm telling you.
Okay, I said. Whatever.
You did suggest.
Yeah, all me. I got you.
That's it.
I got you there, big guy.
It's an answer question time.
Time now for Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto what?
Five questions, 30 seconds. You can pass them back, but they got to get them all in. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end, and your first answer for each question is the one that counts.
Well, I hope Robert has got his brain juice flowing today.
we'll see.
Yeah, different Robert.
There are more than one Robert.
Yeah, yes, not just one person in the world named Robert.
Yeah. Multiple. It's a pretty popular name, actually, Jamie. I don't know if you've been out by the studio and...
Let's move on.
Ever!
All right, Robert, your time will begin.
Never left the studio.
After I ask the first question. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
What South American country's name derived from the Latin word for silver?
Argentina. Chile.
What high school did Al Bundy from Married with Children go to?
Pass.
Give us an example of a palindrome.
All right.
Yeah, pass.
Yeah. What bat-biting frontman turns 72 today?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh,
Ozzy.
No. All right. Well, Robert, unfortunately, we did not get to
those
ask all the questions.
Today. Those
but I, when I looked at the questions, I was like, oh, these are going to be tough today. So don't feel bad, man. Don't feel bad
at all.
Tough. All right.
But we'll thanks for calling, Robert. We'll talk to you another time.
Let's go over his answers.
Mm.
What bat-biting frontman turned 72 today? He didn't quite squeeze in, but was correct. Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy, yeah. Happy birthday to my man.
Give us an example of a palindrome. Now, a palindrome is a word or sentence that is the same backwards as it is frontwards, like the word kayak. Right?
Oh, I thought it was wizards. Aren't wizards palindromes? Another name for wizards?
I don't think so.
I'll look that up.
Okay. What high school?
No, it's not that.
Yeah.
But.
What high school did Al Bundy from Married with Children go to? It is Polk High.
Polk High.
Yeah, four touchdowns, one game.
One game.
One single game.
Four touchdowns.
That would be. That's something that would sit in the recesses of a person's mind.
Oh yeah.
Not easily called up to the forefront. You'd have to send someone into the warehouse for that one.
Yeah.
And what South American country's name is derived from the Latin word for silver? He said Chile. Which is incorrect. It is Argentina.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
So we didn't even get to the opinion question.
No.
Want to ask?
Yeah, I want to know what it was.
Okay.
What was it?
It's would you rather watch Jingle All the Way or Darts? And Jamie's answer is Darts.
Darts.
I would disagree. I would rather watch Jingle All the Way
is a terrible Christmas movie.
Yes.
A, with the and acting and
so
everything.
So is watching Darts.
Not as bad. At least it has a better message.
What's the message?
In darts?
Yeah.
Just healthy competition, you know, like this and that. Athleticism. But
athleticism.
Jingle All the Way, it's all it is about, oh, the only way it's happy. It's so materialistic, right?
Oh, I see.
There's no true meaning in it at all.
I don't even know what it is.
Jingle All the Way?
With Arnold Schwarzenegger in it, right?
Jamie, get down. Daddy will save you.
Oh, that's Jingle All the Way?
Yeah, it's a ridiculous
movie.
I'm
Turbo Man. Those are my cookies.
That line is from there.
Yeah.
Put the cookie down. No.
Sinbad's in it.
You know an awful lot about Jingle All the Way.
My birth father, Sinbad.
I'm forced to watch it every year.
What do you mean you're forced? Who forced?
Like, it's on in the house, so I hear it all the time. My wife loves it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is, then.
You know, the more I learn about Julia,
what?
The less I question your decision. Won't let you have a toaster oven. Makes you watch bad Christmas movies.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you put up with that.
If that's the worst thing my wife could do, that's pretty good, to be honest.
Pretty bad. I mean, the toaster oven would be a deal breaker for me, but not you. Anyway, nobody won.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And over the past couple days, we have been highlighting some messages from what is our number one fan, I believe, because he never stops listening.
Yeah, the guy who hates us.
Yes.
Our number one fan.
This guy, if you don't know.
And get rid of the Biggs and Barrs and the clown.
Yeah.
The three clowns.
Yeah.
Jerk, clown, ding dongs. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, he made...
Yeah, pickles, pork, and cracker.
He's made different names.
Now, he made an offer, which was very generous.
Yeah.
But I think undoable.
These guys... You get off the air, I'll buy all the snowsuits for all the kids.
The snowsuit fund, right. 10,000 snowsuit challenge.
Trying to get there.
Yeah.
If you want to donate, you can text the word snow to 45678 or go to Shay106.com and donate any amount by clicking on the link.
And the other, sorry, small challenge you've thrown up there also, if you buy $5,000 worth of snowsuits in one shot,
right,
Jamie will try to eat a cup of yogurt.
Mm. Yes.
That's okay. Also a little separate one.
Yes. So we thought this guy was a little bit, you know, being generous, but maybe... $500,000 or whatever it is too much for one guy.
For sure.
Right? So we said, what about 100? 100 snowsuits.
Yeah.
And we'll take the day off. Yeah. And you can host the show.
And then, yeah, and our
you
boss
can even
was totally
host
good
the show. You come in here, sit down, we'll get somebody to run the board for you.
Sure.
You obviously probably won't know how to use the tech stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do the show.
Yeah.
And we'll take the day off. We don't have to see you.
And we talked to him yesterday. He picked up the phone. But then we got cut off somehow.
Yeah, he hung up.
And we haven't been able to get a hold of him, so.
So we're going to try again?
We've been leaving him messages.
Let's try again and see if we can get
him. All right,
let's see if we can get
him. Hi, please leave your name and phone number and brief message. And I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Want to leave a message?
Yeah, see if
we can. Okay.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hey, guy who hates us. It's the Biggs and Barr Show again.
Hope you're doing well.
Hope all is well, man.
Just checking to see if you have made a dent in the amount of money needed to buy the 100 snowsuits.
To get us off the air, yeah.
For our morning?
Yeah.
I would love to hear back from you.
We would. Even just to chat.
Yeah, feel free to call us live, 613-750-1061, or of course on the Dougie line, but you know that number, 613-216-3849, 216-Dougie. We're just really curious as to how your quest is going.
And if you're okay, and you know, how life's been.
Because, I mean, tomorrow's Friday, and we would really like Friday off.
Yeah, that'd be great. So let us know.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a great day.
So if you know this fellow... And you can get a hold of him and let us know.
I just want to make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from him.
Maybe he's just nervous.
You think so?
Maybe he's like doing a show by himself.
Come on.
It's true.
Look how easy it is.
You know, I think, guys, I think he's out hustling trying to raise his money.
Maybe that's it.
I think he's out working the streets.
He's just a generous guy that, you know, wants to help kids.
I don't doubt that at all. Don't doubt that at all.
No.
Well, either way, man, don't abandon us because
No.
We haven't abandoned you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you need help, we can give you like jokes like to say or anything like that.
You have got some jokes for
us? Oh, you mean to do the show? You think he's so nervous about the show?
Yeah, that's what I mean. To do the show, not about us.
So you think he has the cash and he's just afraid to answer his phone?
Yeah, maybe.
I see.
Like, do you want to help him out?
The CDC says the first group to receive the COVID-19 vaccine will be healthcare workers. The last group will be the guys who drive BMWs.
Wow.
He could say, like, hilarious jokes like that.
Okay. That was a joke.
Did you make that up? Or did you find it? Are you doing what every other bad radio show does and going to these terrible sites that have these terrible topical jokes and reading them like they're your own jokes? Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're doing right now?
A baby was born from a 27-year-old frozen embryo.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that? The child is healthy, but it's suffering from freezer burn.
I see.
You are. You're reading. I'm watching you read them off that page. Stop it. Don't encourage that. Even for him, even for the guy who hates us, I do not wish that type of show on him. Got to bring his own stuff.
There are 20 holiday parties scheduled this month at the White House, and masks are encouraged but not required. Same thing goes for ethics.
Because there's some ethical questions about that. That's actual reality, right?
These are jokes.
Okay.
Like he could like pack a show with those. Like, you know, we're here to help, man.
You know what? I won't even play along with you because I don't want to. I don't want him to have to go through that.
You wouldn't want to sit through a whole show of those jokes?
No.
No, I don't. I don't want that poor man to be.
I don't know what you think of Chris and I, but we're helpful people.
Then we're trying to help him. Huh? What point is it for us to get mad at him just because he hates us? What a waste of time.
That's true.
Let's just be his friend. Let's change his mind. Let's turn him. Okay?
All right, fine.
Let him see that we're good people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we say the occasional horrible thing, but we're good people at the core.
Ozzy Osbourne turned 72 today.
He's still reading jokes.
Those are terrible jokes.
Ozzy's not sure to get gift cards or his favorite store. Things not remember.
Sense.
Yeah, that one doesn't make
sense. You even
I'm reading
saying?
That verbatim. That is verbatim.
Stop it.
Dolly Parton says her husband is probably sick of her by now. Still, I could probably name two things that keep him around.
Well, we'll keep those trying jokes. To get this guy. I'm just not even arguing. Funny. Saying.
You don't like those jokes?
You know, No. I thought you were done 4 jokes ago.
Those are real jokes.
The point is, we hope he's raising the money. And hope he reaches out to us. And you can raise them. You can donate anytime. Just text snow.
To 45678.
Or you can go to the website and donate bigger portions.
Shame106.com.
Okay. Like if you do 5,000 in one shot, if we see 5,000 donation, you can write a little note there too. You can say this is for Jamie's yogurt, and a company could do it too. Doesn't matter.
Anyone. Right.
But let's play some Foo Fighters now, and try to wash that horrendous taste out of your ears that his jokes left.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Bye. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey yo, text us 762-555. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Pancakes or old French toast for Brecky.
Oh, there's three things. You've hit on three things that I actually can't stand.
Pancakes, French toast, and the word Brecky.
I'm going to go
French toast on that one.
I'll just go hungry.
Can I give you a little? I know you guys say it's grilled cheese. Yeah. Slice a little bit of cheese, throw it on top of your French toast, and then flip it in the pan, let it get nice, and then dip it in ketchup.
Cheese.
It's not, though.
It's totally grilled cheese.
It's amazing.
I hid the body. Now what?
Well, you gotta be quiet about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Don't text us.
Certainly, yeah. Don't send text to radio stations about your ne'er-do-willing.
Just go about your business. Make sure you cleaned up well. How cold is too cold to go skiing? Minus 15.
Is that too cold? Yeah.
On the bottom, because then when you get to the top, it's actually it's more wind than cold. I know that sounds like an old person thing to say, but really, if it's like a wind whipping day. It's tough to enjoy when it's like minus 15, 20 at the base and you go up and it's, yeah. So I don't know. I've skied in basically every condition though. So you just,
you're a seasoned vet.
No, I'm just saying you just got to dress right.
Yeah,
that's true. Really. Just bundle up, kids.
There you go.
Don't be a tough guy.
Mm. Can you please stop? Your show is annoying. No.
Who said that? Another one?
In, yeah.
No, we'll never. Stop. Your show is annoying. No. You have all not the power in that situation.
Yeah.
Just a little button.
What is your pet peeves for other drivers?
I don't know.
Yesterday, the people that drive with zero care for anybody else.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're old and you're driving slow. I mean, it's frustrating.
It's fine. But if you're in the correct lane, you just go around them. It's fine.
It's those that are so into their own stuff. They have no concern for, like when I'm pulling into, say I'm in a parking lot, I'm just going to pull into a row. I try to do it as quickly as possible. Like if there's people behind me, you know what I mean?
People
like I'm always just trying to make sure I'm trying to be as kind to everybody around me. Even though I don't use my signals. I know you guys yell at me for that, but I'm just saying.
You don't never use your signal. Yeah. You just don't always use it.
20% of the time.
What's the worst mistake you've ever made?
Worst mistake. Other than eating a whole pizza to myself.
Right.
And then you just feel it's just feeling shame.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was young enough that it didn't affect my body, but I remember I ordered an extra large pizza.
Yeah.
And I ate it all to myself. And I went, that sucks.
I don't know if it was a mistake, But early in my career, I made a choice to work with one person. Neither of you guys, before this show was ever a show. Like a long, long time ago. No, I made a decision to work with one person as opposed to an opportunity I had to work with another person.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And I was loyal to someone. Even though down the road I discovered the other person was far more talented and something might have come out of it. Just an interesting, you never know, that's all.
But then it didn't happen.
And now we're together.
Yeah.
And it's the best time of my life.
Best time of my life. Everything happens for a reason.
You two are the best times of my life.
Oh, that's good.
Would you rather drink water from a dog bowl for the rest of your life or always sleep with socks on?
Dog bowl.
Socks.
You get used to the socks after a while. I mean, dog bowl kidding? Would be very inconvenient at like a restaurant or something.
Like on the floor? It doesn't say you have to drink off the floor. It just says you have to drink out of a dog bowl.
So you're telling you, you go
just
to
water.
Swiss Chalet or something, you got to bring out your dog bowl, put it on the table, pour your glass of water in it and drink from it?
Just order a Sprite and you can drink it out of a glass. It just says water.
Okay.
Water.
You've gotten real into this one.
I'm just checking the details, man. You guys say I'm the bad negotiator. Maybe you guys should read the fine print.
It was a dumb question.
Why do you hate the name Keith so much?
I don't know. It's just it's one of those things.
Keith.
The same way I don't like, pastel colors. I don't know why. Keith. I just don't like them.
Keith.
This isn't just an us thing.
This is like a world decision.
Keith. I don't know why. It just bothers me.
It's not your fault. Again, if you're named Keith, we don't think you're a bad person. We know a great Keith. He calls us all the time.
Yeah, that's the guy who asked the question. Yeah, okay, yeah. Keith.
It's just when you hear his name, Keith. Ugh.
I would probably change it.
There's an old Family Guy episode where he's getting through different levels of like security.
Oh, yeah.
And the final question he has to answer right. And it says, what is the most unattractive male name in the English language? And he pauses and he goes, Keith? And then the door is open. So that really fueled the fire there.
For sure. But yeah, we're sure you're fine. Maybe legally change your name. But aside from that, everything's all right. That's it for another edition of.
Biggs and Bar.
Hey, that's another one in the books there, guys. All right. Feeling good about it.
Are you?
Yeah.
We have a Dougie Line phone call. You want to play?
Before we get out of here,
It's a question here.
All right. Hey, boys, I'm down in the States and texting snow to 45678 gets me a weather report. Is there any other preferred way I can donate to your snowsuit fund?
Absolutely. With us being a world famous show, we sometimes forget that people listen in other parts of the world and the texting doesn't often work.
Right.
Because it's country specific.
Yes.
So you can use the World Wide Web. And go to Shea106.com and click on the snowsuit fund link and donate any amount you want there.
Yeah, whatever you got.
Credit cards, they'll take all over the world.
Yes, credit cards are worldly. Yeah. And if you want to do a donation more than $50, that's also how you do it.
Yeah, on the website.
On the text, and you text, it's $25, and then we try to tap you for another $25 because that buys the whole snowsuit, right? You don't have to. There's no pressure ever from us, actually.
No.
But we're trying to hit 10,000 suits so that all the kids are.
We got a good start. Alone. I don't know the actual number right now, but I know it's been going pretty well. So we'll see.
Yeah, we haven't been updated since day one, basically, right? Since after the first. But anyways, please continue or do it if you have not. A lot of people having a real rough year, man. Real rough year. So let's see. Let's make sure their kids don't suffer and have to be cold. Okay. Have a great day. Play safe. Anything else?
Yeah, I guess we got to come to work tomorrow.
Yeah, the guy who hates us didn't.
He didn't pony up the snowsuits.
Not yet. We'll keep working on him, though.
I mean, I can't say I'm surprised.
No, me either. okay, well, enjoy the day. Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, social media all across. Whatever you do, we do it too. So go find us, and we'll see you tomorrow. Here's 2 hours of non-stop rock!
The Biggs and Bar Show.